Well, hello. Here we are again. It's slightly after 1930, which means you are listening to the Dubious Goals Committee right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe. I am the chairman of the committee and the head cat wrangler. As you are perfectly well aware, I do have a cat that lives with me in my house, and her name is Pippa. Well, we had a funny little episode last night, and I'm kind of ticked off that I couldn't pull off what I wanted to do, but here's what happened. And this is great. Last night, at about, 11:15 or 11:30 p.m. local time, I was sitting here in front of my little computer and with my recording equipment, and I was working on some stuff for the show here, just editing little samples of dialogue from stuff and just getting bumpers together and just doing some of the scut work that is required of producing a show like this of such high caliber. This is what we call production value, people. So anyway, I'm sitting around doing dorky stuff, and I got my headphones on, and you know, these are good headphones, not little old Walkman headphones or earbuds or anything, and they cover my ears, and I'm listening to audio, and I'm editing audio. And while I'm doing this, every once in a while, I keep hearing this funny sound. It kind of sounds like a siren, kind of like that. And I've got I had the TV on in the other room, and whatever I was watching, you know, I was watching football highlights, and that was over, and I don't remember what channel I had it on, but I kind of wasn't paying attention, and I just sort of assumed that, oh, these weird noises I'm hearing, they must be coming from the TV. At one point, I took a quick break to get some tea or go to the bathroom or something, and I walked into the other room and I looked at the TV, and it was on something dorky. I don't remember, but it was something that was quiet. It was just people talking. There was no sirens or anything, and I just sort of shrugged it off. I didn't think anything else of it. And I came back in here and I put my headphones on and I got back to work, and then I kept hearing that sound every once in a while. This weirdness, and I thought, is this in the recording? No, it's not in the recording. I took the headphones off, and no, I can't hear anything. So, you know, I sat there for a second going, whatever. And I was being stupid because I should have figured this out much sooner. Put the headphones on, and I get back to work. About 30 seconds later, I heard the sound again. And I had just kind of finished doing some stuff, and I was just sort of sitting there listening to it, and I heard the sound yet again, and then I realized what it was. It was my cat. And you gotta understand, I'm hearing this, my cat's in the other room upstairs behind a couple closed doors, but I can still hear this sound, and it's my cat going meow, making these crazy sounds. And I know where that sound comes from. This is the sound that she makes when there's another cat outside. She does not like other cats. It's really bizarre. If there's a possum or a raccoon on the back deck, she just sits there quietly and just watches them. But if there's a neighborhood cat or a feral cat comes into the backyard, she starts going nuts. She jumps up and down on her bucket, and her tail gets all fluffy, and she just makes these crazy yowling, wow, 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 freaky noises. So once I realized that, that's Pippa making these crazy noises, I grabbed the recorder and I ran upstairs so I could record her making these noises, because they're so crazy. And you know how much I love to record my cat making funny noises. So I grab the stuff and I get it all ready, and I go running upstairs, and I went over to the door that leads out onto the deck, and sure enough, there's my cat I don't want to say sitting there. She's sort of hunched up, trying to make herself look big and tough, right? And her fur's all fluffy and her tail is all bristled out. And, you know, my cat has a very fluffy, very hairy tail. And so when it gets fluffy when she's, you know, being badass kitty, it looks like the top of a pineapple. As I'm going to call her Pineapple Kitty. So I'm sitting there looking at this, and the light on the deck isn't on, so I can't quite see what's going on out on the deck, but I assume there's a cat there. But as I'm kind of getting closer and moving up, and now I've got the recorder on record, and I'm trying to hold it out, I can kind of see in the darkness that no, there's no cat out there. There's a raccoon, and he's sitting right there outside in front of the door, and his face isn't 3 inches away from my cat, and my cat makes the weird noise again. And I did manage to get one of these little yowls recorded, and we're going to listen to that in a minute. But when I realized that there was a raccoon right there, I started freaking out, and I thought, oh, that's weird. They never get that close, and raccoons usually don't freak her out, and so I don't know why she's all yowly at this raccoon, other than he's really close. And so I kind of moved up closer so I could flip the light switch on, and as I was moving closer, the raccoon sort of slowly backed off, and the raccoon was kind of hissing. I think the raccoon at that point was hissing at me a little bit, and I could hear other funky noises. I turned the light on, and what do I see? That's right, there's two more raccoons, little ones, over on the edge of the deck, watching the big raccoon, probably the mommy, have some interactions with my cat. And I was like, oh my god, this is hilarious. And, you know, these little raccoons are trying to squeeze between the bars in the deck, and they're kind of trying to climb up onto the banister, but they're not very good at it. And with me standing there in the light on now, they can see me really good, and they kind of wander off into the yard slowly, and my cat kind of calms down a little bit and sits back down on her bucket. And I knew at this point, I was like, well, I'm not going to get any more crazy sounds recorded. So I just, you know, hit stop, and then I went back downstairs thinking, oh, they're probably going to come back, so I might be able to get more. So I just sort of left everything alone, and I disappeared for a few minutes. Well, it wasn't 5 or 6, 7, 8 minutes after that I heard my cat making the crazy yowly noises again. So I grabbed the gear and I went back upstairs. I even grabbed a camera this time, just in case, but now I'm holding two things and I don't know how I'm going to operate anything anyway. So I get back up there and my cat's making the funny noises. And now that the light's on, I can see where the raccoon is. And the raccoon is up on the rail of the deck, on the handrail, right up against the house, right up against the door. And again, my cat and this raccoon's faces are only 3 or 4 inches apart, and they're sniffing each other, and my cat's not too happy about it. The raccoon didn't seem like he was stressed out or anything at all. He was just curious. Oh, look, it's a kitty who kind of looks like a raccoon. My cat kind of looks like a raccoon, but not exactly. Anyway, by the time I showed up, the cat wasn't making the noises again, and when I showed up, then the raccoon sort of backs off and leaves, and so my cat calms down and doesn't make any crazy noises. So I didn't get any more crazy kitty noises. But I did get this one. And this recording isn't very long. It's only 15 seconds. But as you listen to it, it's awesome. The first thing you'll hear is some hissing. I think it's the raccoon. I've never heard or even seen my cat hiss. So I think it's the raccoon just sort of giving my cat a little bit of a warning. And then you'll hear my cat go, brruh, 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 make a funny sound. And then you'll hear some leaves rustling. And this is the raccoon just walking through the leaves that are right in front of the door. And then you'll hear my cat make another groopy sound. And it's quite a hoot. So listen for that. Listen for the hissing, then the yowls, and then the walking through the leaves, and the more yowls. And being as this is only 15 seconds long, I'm going to go ahead and play this like 3 times in a row. And then we're just going to go ahead and go into some music and some other stuff. And then when we get back, I'll talk about some more crazy stuff that's going on in my world. But right now, here it is, the world debut of my kitty cat, Pippa, making her badass kitty noises to scare away all the mean raccoons. Here we go.
Thank you.
You are listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the committee, and I'm also the president. The good news is we're about halfway through today's agenda. Yay! Not many more topics to get through here. So, if you're just now joining us, remember that you can always catch the first half of the agenda in the archive. But right now, I need to go get some more tea. So, you listen to this, and when we come back, I'll tell you something else I've been thinking about lately.
Libyan ship or vessel, remain anchored. Do not leave port. The Gaddafi regime forces are violating a United Nations resolution ordering the end of hostilities in your country. If you attempt to leave port, you will be attacked and destroyed immediately. For your own safety, do not leave port.
Les vaisseaux libyens doivent rester en port. Le gouvernement de la Libye désobéit à une résolution des Nations Unies d'arrêter les hostilités dans votre pays. Si vous attentez de quitter le port, vous serez attaqué et détruit immédiatement. Pour votre propre bien, ne quittez pas le port.
الضباط البحرية الليبيون اتركوا سفينتكم فورا ارجعوا الى عوائلكم وبيوتكم بسلام نظام القذافي سينتهك قرار الامم المتحدة.
Yeah! футбольная 2Б.
Tango Oscar, Bravo Romeo, Uniform Lima, Echo Zulu, confirm, confirm, confirm.
You are listening to Anon Radio. My name is Tobe, and I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. We are discussing our dubious goals today and the crazy sounds that kitties make. And I just thought of another goal, a very dubious goal of mine that we should discuss. And that is, I should mic my cat. It's hard to record my cat because she's not making crazy noises when I'm holding the recorder up in front of her face. When I do that, she smells the recorder and says, "Oh, is this for me? Yes, this is for me. I think I'll rub my face on it. Now it's mine." And that's how kitties own stuff, by rubbing their face on it. However, you know, it just also occurred to me that I don't have my music bed. Let's bring that beat bed back. Yeah, there we go. This is where we rock to a different kind of come on y'all bass. How low can you go? But this is not the Public Enemy show. This is how to mic a cat. So what I was thinking, so if I could get a decent wireless mic, I could put it on a collar, and then she could wear the collar, and then whenever she's running around and doing weird stuff and making crazy kitty noises, I can just patch in and record it. That would be great. But the kind of wireless mic that I want costs about $1,200, so that's a little bit out of the question. The funny thing is I have all the electronics I need to build a wireless mic down in my basement right now, and it would be really small. I've got a kit for an FM wireless mic that I don't think I've ever put together. I was traveling around somewhere in the boonies in Iowa and was in some small town that had an old Radio Shack that had, you know, old stock. And I cleaned them out of all kinds of weird stuff, as I always do, including some of these microphone kits. I should put one of these together, strap it to my cat, and see what happens. Not sure how good the quality of those recordings would be with that microphone. You know, that this uses one of those little 50-cent condenser little elements that you can buy off the shelf from Radio Shack. Well, it's better than nothing. I should try it. Because what is this show if it's not about recording the crazy sounds that my little kitty makes? Little stinky pants. Little fluffy face stinky pants. There's another crazy sound that I'm trying to record that she makes, but I only have the opportunity to do it once per day, and if I'm sleeping, obviously I can't do it. Obviously I'm not going to tell you what it is because I want it to be a surprise. Hello? Hello? Yes, you are Hello Kitty, and we're going to say hello to my kitty and listen to all the crazy sounds she makes. Oh, it's fun. What time is it? Oh, it looks like I've got a couple minutes left here. So I gotta think of a short subject to talk about. Well, one good short subject to talk about is the Barnacle Show. This is a Barnacle Day, so coming up right after this broadcast of the Dubious Goals Committee, you can hear The Sound Show, starring DJ Barnacle, one of our favorite DJs here on Anon Radio. So stay tuned after this. Do not miss it. There's always a wide range of musical genres that he likes to play, and he occasionally likes to talk to people and interview. So stay tuned for that. Coming up after this, after you hear some strange beeps and probably some more kitty noises if I can squeeze them in. So what's the last thing on today's agenda? Well, food and football. What else? I gotta get me something to eat, so I gotta figure out what it is I'm gonna make, or should I go out and get a taco? I don't know. I probably should stay here and make some food to save some money, and this way I can catch the second half of the Bundesliga game that is on right now. Yes, I do watch German football. I do love German football. I also love Italian football, but they don't play very much of it in my market. I guess because not a lot of people speak Italian. Not a lot of people speak German either, but they do have English language broadcasts of it, so that's why I get Bundesliga. And I do love it. I should learn some more German, though. My German is questionable at best. About all I can do is order food in a German restaurant. And yes, we do have German restaurants here. We got a schnitzel house here that would blow your mind. I forget the name of it. The something something or other. The Schausen Biesen Altenhausen. I don't. It's not called the schnitzel house. That's just what I call it because whenever I go there, I love to get the Jaeger schnitzel. Oh, so yummy and so rich. Oh, you know who else has really good Jaeger schnitzel is Goethe's Bakery. Yes, it's a German bakery, but they also have a restaurant. I'd love to tell you more about it, but I have run out of time. My name is Tobe. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. Tune in tomorrow at the same time, same place. I'm out of here. Bye, 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 bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
You gonna be Radio Kitty?